Hey, how you doing? Daniel Ruiz Tyson is available for Thursday, the 17th of September 2020. With me, Daniel Ruiz Tyson, episode 269, take 3. Hope you're all well as we reach the end of this week, mid-September now. 2020, perhaps the longest year of our lives, but it's still racing by. Hope you're all well anyway, keeping on doing what you need to be doing to keep yourself, well, alive, really. You know, your face masks and your hand gel, your hand washing. Hope you've got all those things that you need in order to stand a chance of getting through this. Anyway, welcome to the long-running indie podcast that sweats the small stuff and the not-so-small stuff. Going out to the 16 who keep this show coming back. It's a more intimate show than the regular show, and giving a little taster as well of this episode 269 to regular listeners to see if they fancy committing to the full show. Let's get things underway with a quick breakfast recap from Tuesday to this morning's breakfast. Crackers, toast, strong middle part of the week there for toast, driven really by the need to make progress on the latest seeded little loaf. It's a Thursday morning, 11:03 hours. It's a warm morning here south of the river. I'm aiming to go for a run. Initially, I thought I'll go once I get this uploaded, but I may have to go after I finish recording because the show's looking a little long, which is not ideal. I'm trying to bring them in shorter because of the new show that I have started work on now. Also, Thursdays is when the communal hallways get done. I don't think they got done last week, and I did mention the problems with the cleaning. You know, it's certainly got worse over the last few months, and I probably would like to avoid running into these cleaners, which I often do when I'm going out for a run on a Thursday. I don't really like the communal hallway interaction during a pandemic. And also they might think there's the guy from Flat J who criticized our quality of cleaning. It is relatively cool at the minute. I'm concerned though that by midday, which is obviously only an hour away, it might be too hot for me to run Monday's run. I just finished at around a lap and a half. I knew as soon as I started on my proper lap, as soon as I'd started on that climb, that first climb, I start my run with what are essentially warm-ups. I've started the Strava app by then, and usually I can tell on my climb, the first climb, how I might be feeling, and my body was just screaming right away. How many times do we need to tell you? You cannot run in anything over 20 degrees. I think Tuesday was when I finally joined the Heavy Breathers Club because I was so disappointed by Monday's run. I got out there on Tuesday. It doesn't help that I've not been feeling great. I got mixed up in recent months with how much of my inhaler I'm supposed to be taking, and I had the nurse on the phone from the hospital pointing out what I was supposed to be doing. I'm not sure she's right, actually, but at the same time, right now, I don't have too much confidence in my decision-making. It could be that I have, again, got something big very wrong. Tuesday, I was back out there in the park. I rarely run on consecutive days, but Monday's run was so disappointing, I just thought I've got to try and do better. So I actually had a good look at the weather and went out early morning before it got too warm for me. It was a much better run in terms of distance and time, I suppose. I don't think I'm going to get too fast on what is a hilly park. I am a novice, and this park is just such a challenge all the time, but at least I'm getting out there and doing it. But it was a horrible run Tuesday. It was a really, really horrible run. I had to push myself through most of that second lap. And I wonder whether it was not having a rest day that did that. Because, as I say, I'm not used to going on consecutive days. Right from the off, I just felt heavy. All of me, I felt just completely heavy. The bonus, though, of reaching Thursday with two of my three weekly runs out of the way is once I get today's one done, tomorrow is simply free for shopping. I've also got stuff to do for my aunt in the morning. That's some maintenance issues that need to be reported. I need to make sure that I swap ankles for my keys. I'm feeling the right ankle is very sore right now. Well, not very sore. That's an exaggeration. It's getting sore, and that's despite having the keys wrapped in several tissues and then in a sandwich bag and stuff down there. But you know, they shouldn't be down there. But I just don't know what kind of armband I need to stick my stuff in. And also, you know, my shorts, as I keep saying, the pockets, they're not sealable. Only one pocket is sealable, and I can't get the keys and the phone in there. And I'm also not using proper running shorts. My shorts are quite baggy. They're beach shorts. That's what they are. They're the shorts that I would use for swimming. And I look around and see other runners, and they're wearing shorter shorts. On Tuesday, by the way, for some of my route, I kept running into Mr. Multiple Poop Bags and his criminal dog that should be tried for crimes against paving stones. And from what I saw, the dog didn't do anything in the park. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, you need to listen to episode 268, Monday's episode. I got the impression that this dog has a preference for pavements, kind of like the burglars. Before DNA became a thing, it was not uncommon for burglars to leave some horrendous additional evidence of intrusion before they left with their swag, just to reinforce to the poor souls who had been burgled that someone had indeed broken into their flat. I think there might be an element of that with this dog. It wants us to see what it's done. This is Daniel Ruiz Tyson is available, episode 269, lo-fi, low-key, low ratings. Got word issues to resolve that I need to tackle today. I've been trying to sort them out for a couple of days. There's definitely an issue with the Word app on the machine, and I've had back and forths with Microsoft, and you know, it seems that I have to go into settings and put the laptop into recovery mode. So I need to make a list of everything that I got on there. I've backed the work up, but I want to make sure I know what apps I've got on there in case the recovery doesn't go to plan. I'm actually writing that down now because I've forgotten to write it. So I'm aiming to do that at some point this afternoon. I was aiming to do it yesterday, and then the more I read on this thing and I started reading words like recovery, I'm thinking, well, recover what? What am I trying to recover here? I've not actually lost any work. It's that the Word app is playing up. So that is a concern, particularly when I've got so much stuff on right now. I've backed everything up. That's all I can do, but I've got an external Seagate hard drive, which is, I think it's about 13 or 14 years old. I had to delete quite a bit of stuff on there to get all my work on there. And all this stuff, all this admin stuff just slows me down. Anyway, follow this work on Twitter and Instagram at 1607 West Egg. And in momentous news, facebook.com/DRT is available. Guess what? I fixed it. I finally fixed that page, and it was not easy to fix. Once I found a site listing this very specific problem that I'd been having for 6 months, it was fairly easy to fix, but it was not easy to find that information because it's a very uncommon issue. And of course, you know, Facebook were no help whatsoever. So for 6 months, any updates have simply been done over the mobile, and that's just not the way I like to work. And I finally found a Reddit thread last night for people, businesses who have Facebook pages basically set up for their work. So rather than a personal page, it's a group page. And I finally found it, a thread on Reddit. And after a couple of attempts, I got it working. Now, I've never really understood what Reddit is for, or BuzzFeed, these sites that everyone seems to use. I've never really understood how they might be able to work for me. I know that these sites are massive, but I just don't use many sites. However, I am grateful that I was able to resolve this issue by going on Reddit. And if I can learn a bit more about sites like Reddit, it may be that, you know, I can make more use of sites like this, that it can help me resolve other problems that I may have with my work. My problem is I'm mainly on the laptop for work, and if anything, my internet experience on a daily basis is quite a dull one. I visit the same narrow range of sites every day. The Guardian, who often annoy me by telling me how many articles I've read for free. If the cost of their print edition wasn't so prohibitive, I'd buy the print edition because I've never liked reading online. And I've said it before, since I stopped reading newspapers, I am less well informed about the world. I know reading the printed version of a paper is very unfashionable now and maybe doesn't make sense given that, news is updated practically every minute, but I just loved it. I love making that commitment to a paper, reading it from back to front, even things that didn't interest me. That was a big part of every day for me, a big part of my mornings. And for over 22 years, I bought The Guardian every day, I bought The Observer every Sunday. I gave them my money. I enjoyed their supplements. Always been in the travel section right away, but I always enjoyed their product. So they've had more than enough money out of me. I'll continue reading their site for a third year. They've done better out of this than me. Bring out an affordable paper that the working class can afford, and you'll be getting my money again. That's a promise. I mean that. Don't worry about the travel supplement, though. I've no plans to put on some khaki coloured chinos and travel to Vietnam or that part of the world to run into a significant number of your other readers. Anyway, to the 16 patrons keeping this podcast afloat, thank you as always. We are going to continue episode 269 now over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/DRT, available. Go there to unlock today's show. Regular listeners, we say goodbye to you until Monday, of course. If you want to join us, head on over to patreon.com/DRT. Available 2 tiers of support offered on there. It is a sweet deal. It is the 30p Newgate tins of beans of podcasting. Maybe we'll catch you there. I'm going to be talking about how the sudden FB page resolution reminds me of the time Uri Geller got my VHS recorder working again back in November 1990. There's a dream argument with my goddaughter over her facial expressions whilst playing the glockenspiels. Some toilet detective work on my part as I continue to lock horns with the housing association over the pending works in the building, scaffolding up from next week, which you'll no doubt hear on the show. These guys are going to be wrecking this podcast and my life over the next few weeks. And I'll have the weekly Star Wars football update with Silver Age Season 5 now underway. There will be an update on that. That's all coming up after this short sting.